Greetings, guys, and welcome to the Eric McNeil Be Free Podcast with me, your host, Eric McNeil. This is the second episode. Today is June the 30th, and you may notice that I use this name, Free. Like, I'm adamant about that. If you look at some of my usernames and social media, for instance, on Instagram, it's Eric is Free. And that's very important to me. In this day and age, the word free is not used hardly enough. Now, if you listen to people talk today, especially like politicians, you always hear them talking about security, and they want to keep everybody safe, and they got to pass all of these laws to make everybody safe, or they got to give you some medicine, some vaccines to make you safe. But nowhere in the equation do you hear the word free or freedom. Like, it's all about being safe and having security. And that just simply doesn't sit right with me, that none of the people are concerned about their freedom. But everybody wants to be secure. Everybody wants safety. And it brings the quote to me, I believe it was, maybe it was Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States, who said, you know, something to the effect that those who basically trade in their freedom for security deserve neither. Do you hear? You hear it? You willing to trade in your freedom for security? Then you deserve neither. And that's probably what you're going to end up getting, right? So freedom is just very important to me. And it's not used often enough. So I want to keep that as a reminder that I like being free. Like, you know, I understand that there are issues where, you know, people want to be secure, but first and foremost, I like to be free. Now, also, I use the word free really as an acronym. And to me, that acronym means being financially independent, responsible for self, enjoying life, and empowering others. And once you complete all four of those, you are free. Now, some people might say, well, Eric, I don't necessarily have to be empowering others. I can just be financially independent, responsible for myself, enjoying life. And I don't necessarily have to be actually empowering others to be free. But I say that you do. Because just imagine that if you have food and your friend next to you doesn't have any food, then that's not going to make for good friends, right? Because sooner or later, they're going to come for your food and you're not going to be able to enjoy your food. The only way you're going to be able to have peace and enjoy your food is if those around you also have food. So that's the same thing with freedom. Like, if you're supposedly free and you have friends who aren't free, then they're not going to make for good friends. So it's your responsibility and obligation to try and empower them so that they are also free. And then you can enjoy that friendship. Otherwise, they're going to ruin your freedom. Do you get it? So being financially independent, responsible for self. And responsible for self is just another way to say you are, oh, excuse me, guys. I just looked up at the ceiling and I see this great big spider. That's one of the fun parts about being in the bush. You know, sometimes, hey, you never know what you're going to see. But there's this great, huge, big spider on my ceiling right about now, just looking at me doing my podcast. Anyway, where was I? He'll just stay there. He's not dangerous. They just run. They're everywhere here. I'm not even sure they bite. I know we kill an awful lot of them, but I don't know what kind of spider that is. So anyway, where was I? I was talking about the second one, responsible for self. That's just another way of saying you're self-sufficient, okay? When I say responsible for self, I'm basically you're just saying you're self-sufficient. So you're financially independent, responsible for self, enjoying life, and empowering others. See, I'm new at this podcasting, and I just see that my phone just made this noise. So I'm just going to keep rolling. I'm not even going to edit that out. So you just have to listen to it. But again, that just means that I'm new and I'm learning this thing. But we'll get better. Hopefully the phone doesn't ring. Maybe I can actually put it on silence right now so it doesn't do that again. Okay, so I'll say total silence and yes. And so hopefully we won't hear any more beeps or buzzes or things like that. But anyway, the word free is something that we should all be conscious of, because once you get so afraid that, you know, people say, well, we need to pass this law so that you'll be safe. They'll keep you safe. Right? Once you give away your freedoms, you rarely ever get them back. So when you start agreeing to these various laws and you give up your freedoms, you rarely get those freedoms back. So I say, you know, if you have an entrepreneurial mindset, then freedom should be very important to you. Right. So that's what I want to do. I want to set you free. Right. I want you to be responsible. I want you to be financially independent. I want you to be responsible for yourself. I want you to be enjoying life, and I want you to empower others. Right. You have to pay it forward, as they say. So that's empowering others so that they can also be free. And once you have that mindset, then you understand why it's so important to be free, okay? So let's keep that in mind as we set out to grow businesses and we want to expand in business. It's all about being free, and that's what I want to help you do on this podcast. And you may notice this is my alter, well, I guess it's not an alter ego, it's my avatar, you know. So everything is digital today, and I know I'm not going to be looking at a camera every day trying to record for you. You know, sometimes I may not have a haircut. I may just wake up and start recording, and I don't want to look into the camera like that and record, but I may have something to tell you that's important. So what I did is I thought about it. You know, I don't look like these other young guys who look like models and stuff. That's not me. So, but I have something to tell you, and I figured I would just use my avatar to tell you. And that way, I can tell you at any time, right? I can just get up, start recording, and then I can just have the message delivered by my avatar here. And, you know, from time to time, my avatar may change. But my avatar is going to always be looking good, and I may not necessarily always be looking good. So I'll just have my avatar tell you guys. And anyway, since you guys are a younger generation, you like all this digital stuff, so the avatar may not even phase you, right? So you're used to that. Old school people, they'd be like, what in the world is that? But hey, so anyway, you guys tell me how you like my avatar. My avatar just got a haircut today, so he's looking suave. So you guys let me know how you like the avatar, and that's going to be the presenter for Eric McNeil. You know, kind of like, I guess, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce, you know. That's her alter ego, but this is my, I don't know if this is my alter ego, but it is my avatar. Alrighty then, that's going to do it for today, and I will see you again tomorrow. Peace.